You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What does it mean to endure persecution? Find out in week 4 of I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That.
We'll be ending our series today entitled I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That. And for the past 3 weeks, we've been talking about it na mga things na sana nga talaga hindi sinabi ni Lord. No? Kung minsan parang, Lord, ba't mo sinabi to? So, ano? Pero I hope that we are learning from this series wherein it's talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. Una-una, let's get a recap bago tayo magpatuloy. Una, sinabi natin, love your enemies. Sabi ni Jesus, love your enemies. So tignan niyo po yung mga katabi niyo. Love nyo po yan, di po ba? Hindi naman po yan enemies. Pero we love them. And Jesus is telling us that we should be forgiving them, doing good to them, because it is His command for us. It is His Lordship over us. And then, second week, we talked about sell all your possessions. Hindi naman po siguro lahat tayo sabi dito, di ba? Okay, benta ko na yung bahay at lupa namin, okay? So wala ka lang tinirahan. Pero hindi yun yung sinasabi ni Jesus. Pero ang sinabi natin dito, that Jesus should be the priority in everything. That all of the things that we have in our lives, we could give it up all for Him. That we might receive Him in our lives, His Lordship in our lives. And third is hate your family. Wherein we talked about here that it doesn't mean that we hate our family, kagagalitan natin sila, maglalayas tayo, okay, pero we love them less compared to our God. Anyway, God loves them so much, that's why we can be secured of that. That we, God is the number one whom we love in our lives. Do you agree with that? And last, ito po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon, you will be persecuted. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, you will be persecuted. Grabe, encouraging, no? Thank you, ah. Ito po yung sabi ng Bible, eh. So ngayon, can you stand up with me and let's read John chapter 15. Will you open your Bibles with me right now? Verse 18 to 20. Sabi po dito, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. Can we all bow down right now and let's just pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. That these very words are the things that we would be holding on to, Lord God. That when persecution comes in our lives, Lord God, these are the very words na pangahawakan namin that our hope is in you, Lord God. That we pray that open our hearts and minds today as we listen to your word. Speak to us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You may take your seats. So, pinag-uusapan nga po natin yung persecution. No? And share ko lang po, I remembered when I was a new believer in Jesus Christ, when a few weeks probably or a few months when I was in my new relationship with God, I was persecuted by my own sister. Yung sumunod po sa akin. Nakita niya po ako noon. Kasi before, syempre, Christian na ako, di ba? Dapat nagbabasa na akong Bible to get to know God more. Yung Bible ko po noon, maliit pa, yung kulay blue lang, yung mas maliit. Yung Gideon, yung pinamimigay sa tapat ng school namin, yun po. Kasi wala pa akong Bible at that time. Yun muna yung sinimulan ko with the New Testament. Nagbabasa ako. Nandun ako sa kwarto ko. Tapos, nakahilata, nagbabasa ako, tapos grabe, Lord, thank you sa word mo. Tapos biglang nakita ako ng kapatid ko, uy, babasa ka na ng Bible, kuya. Grabe, no? Persecuted ka agad yung feeling ko. Ba't mo ko niloloko, di ba? Nagbabasa naman ng Bible. Ayaw mo ba no? Nagbabago yung kuya mo. May ganun ba sa inyo minsan, di ba? Nagugulat sila. Wow, nagpe-pray ka na. Dati pag kumain, hab-hab ka agad, eh. Di ba? Ngayon, nagpe-pray ka na. And I also remember, nakikinig ako ng worship songs. Nagpe-play ako ng worship songs sa stereo namin. Di ba? Gusto ko malakas eh, di ba? Tapos, Amazing Grace yung pinapatugtog ko. Pagpasok niya, dumating na siya galing school. Wow, worship songs! Religious! Di ba? Ginaganon niya ako. And it felt for me na parang nakakainis naman to. And event came to a point, in-invite ko siya sa church. Tapos, pa-uwi. I talked to her, ba't ko siya ini-invite sa church? Some sisters ko, hindi lang sa kanya, pero siya sabi niya sa akin, kaganun lang siya. Sinasabi nito, siguro ganun iniisip niya. No? Personally, I was persecuted because of my faith because it was weird for her at that time. Hindi pa siya believer. Ngayon po, isa na siya sa nag-worship lead sa atin dito, and I'm glad for that. Pero at one time, lahat tayo probably na-persecute. Sino dito mga na-persecute na po? Because of your faith, because of family. Ba, madami. Kanina nung 9 a.m., dalawa lang po kami nung isa. Dito madami. Thank you, Lord. Okay, tamang crowd. At least maganda yung message natin. And one way or another, we are persecuted because of our faith or because of what we do. It's different now. But let me share with you one article na ito medyo on a higher note, kasi yung kanina, on a lower note, on a just a relational level of persecution, just words. But this time, this is a persecution wherein it's happening all over the world. Maybe we're not aware of it, but basahin ko lang po sa inyo some of the things that I've read from this article shared to me by Doc Wins. So, okay, si Pastor Winston din po yung na-share niya. Na sabi dito, 2012, annually, nag-research sila, up until 2012, annually, 1,200 were documented for persecution. And when we say persecution, it's not just about words, it's about death. It's murder. They were murdered because of their faith in Jesus Christ. 2013, sabi dito, di ba, it doubled. 2,123 were murdered because of their faith. It's like every month, 160 people yung namamatay dahil naniniwala sila kay Jesus Christ because they were Christians. And up until now, 100 million believers still suffer from ruthless persecution. Ano ba yun? Imprisonment, torture, rape, execution, forced labor, and more. How many of you would agree with me, persecution in other areas are scary? Even in our world today. More than 65 countries in the world, this is happening. People are getting killed, tortured because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Specifically in Asia, Africa, especially in Middle East. Papansin natin sa balita what's been happening with all the terrorism because of Christianity. Lives are being persecuted. And the same way with us, di ba? Para makikita, ano yung sinasabi nito? Ano yung sinasabi nito? It's just telling us na even on a personal note of persecution and as a group of Christians in other countries, what is this telling us is that persecution is real. Totoo po yung persecution. Totoo po yung persecution. Nangyayari talaga siya. And hindi lang yun, persecution is common among believers. So, ang saya, no? Hindi ka nag-iisa. Yeah? Kala mo, tayo lang yung persecuted, no? Ngayon, hindi tayo nag-iisa, okay? Sino, parang relief yun. Ay, buti na lang. Ikaw din pala, okay? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, ikaw din pala, persecuted ka. Pero hindi. What I'm telling is, it's common among Christian believers believing in Jesus Christ. Bakit parang, pero bakit apektado tayo pag napapersecute tayo? Bakit? Di ba? Parang hindi lang dahil sa hindi komportable pag napapersecute, di ba? Yung tuwing nakikita ka na lang, ayan na si Hallelujah, praise the Lord, dumadating na siya. Okay. Hindi lang dahil doon, pero because of our culture as Filipinos, relational tayo. Tama po ba? Yung lahat friends natin, di ba? Yung alam mo lang yung pangalan, di ba? Tipong alam mo lang yung pangalan, friend ko yan. Friend ko yan, si Michael. Michael lang na may alam mo, okay? Di mo nga alam kung ano yung last name niya. Friend na agad natin, relational tayo. Much more with our family and our friends. But most of the time, even in our culture here, as Filipinos, or even in our own homes, sila pa yung nagkua-persecute sa atin. Who among you experienced that? I did. Tatlo lang kami. Most of us, di ba? It's our own families na yung parang isipin natin kung sino pa yung dapat makakaunawa, maniniwala sa akin. Sila pa yung nagmamak sa akin, sila pa yung nagde-despise sa akin, sila pa yung nangaasar sa akin, sila pa yung kumay-question sa akin. My very loved ones and my friends, they are the ones. Kaya parang hurt na hurt ka. Tama po ba? Ano ba yung common responses natin pag napapersecute tayo? Iba hurt na hurt. Nakita ka na ba ng ganito or baka kayo yun? Okay, oh, I hope hindi naman. Nung na-persecute, di ba? In-invite niya. May kakilala ko kasi in-invite niya yung friends niya. Tara, sama kayo sa church sa Victory sa Sunday. Ayoko na yan. Kulto ba yan? Oh? Praise the Lord, hallelujah ba yan? Tapos siya, syempre, persecuted siya. Ayoko na. Hindi ko napapansinin yung mga yan. Kahit sa office, no, di mo na siya pinapansin. Ano, lunch tayo? Hindi, ayoko. Tahimik na lang ako, hindi na ako sasalita. Ginaganyan niyo ako eh, di ba? baka ganun ba tayo, di ba? Baka iba sa atin ganun. Tatahimik na lang. Iba naman galit na galit. Ba, in-invite mo, ayaw. Niloko ka pa. Sabi mo, sana kidlatan ka. Di ba? Kala mo, ha, magtatag-ulan na, may na. Makikidlatan ka dyan. Sometimes, these are the things that we do because we are persecuted. But knowing that we are persecuted, and it is common, and even in our culture, it is common because of our with the people around us, paano makaka-apekto yung word ni God sa buhay natin? Paano makaka-apekto yung sinasabi ng Bible na mapapersecute tayo? And bakit sinabi pa ni Jesus, I wish Jesus, hindi mo na lang sinabi na mapapersecute kami? How would it affect our lives? And bakit kailangan natin malaman to? Let's go back to the verse na binasa natin kanina. Sabi dito, John 15:18-20. Si Jesus mismo nagsabi, oh, the world hates you. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. He's now telling us na mapapersecute talaga tayo. In verse 19, it says here, if you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. There is a difference in us. That's why people or others would be thinking to persecute us. Something different about us. We'll be talking about that more later on. But at the last verse, remember that the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you. Sakit, no? Parang may nag-aantay pala talagang trouble sa atin. Paglabas natin, kahit saan corner, bahay, opisina, eskwelahan, kahit saan, nandun. May persecution. At this time, when Jesus was saying this to his disciples, what he was, kinikwento niya dito, or he was mentioning about relationships. Kanina pinag-usapan natin, relationship with loved ones. Diba? Sila pa yung nagpa-persecute sa atin. But at this time, since relationships yung pinag-usapan din ni Jesus, first, relationship of the disciples with Him. Second is the relationship of the disciples with one another. Magkaasama sila. And third is their relationship with the unbelievers. The truth is, ganun din tayo ngayon. Tama? We have a relationship with God. Tama? We have a relationship with other believers, us here right now as a church. And then we have a relationship outside of this place. But Jesus was foretelling them that you will have persecution. Even at their time, na wala na si Jesus, umakit na sa heaven, He ascended already. Dumating sa point na in 3 centuries, the Roman Empire was reigning, illegal ang pagiging Kristiyano. Knowing that they are Christians, they are liable for death already. That's the truth. That's what happened to the disciples. And even up until our time today, persecution is still real. It's still up until this time, kasama tayo dun. Kasi bakit? We have a relationship with God, the same with the disciples or the old in the New Testament time. We have a relationship with other believers, and most importantly, ito yung pinag-usapan, sino ba yung nagpa-persecute natin? Relationship outside of this place. Tama mo ba? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, gising. Yan. Now, let's look at this. If you were of the world would love you. Verse 19, as its own. Yun yung sinasabi, you are not of this world. Unang-una, bakit tayo pinapersecute? Maintindihan natin, 3 truths about bakit tayo pinapersecute. Unang-una, dahil ito, you are not of this world. Out of this world ka. We are transient. What do we mean by that? Pag sinabing transient, saglit lang. Saglit lang tayo. Kumbaga, nakita ko siya on the dictionary, sabi doon, short staying only, for short staying. Talaga, short staying lang tayo. Yes, we are. Kaya sinabi ni Jesus, you are not of this world. Why? Because our true home is in God. God's people, as God's people, our home is forever with Him. Not forever in this world. So ibig sabihin, we are residences of God's kingdom. Hindi pala dito of this world. Physically, nandito tayo sa mundo, pero spiritually, we are with Him. We are residences of His kingdom. Ibig sabihin, hindi pala tayo taga dito. We look at things. Bakit kailangan natin malaman to? Kasi dapat, yung tinitignan natin, not already in the perspective of what the world sees, kung ano yung nakikita ng mundo, pero kung ano yung mind and heart ni God. Yung pala yung dapat natin gawin. And imagine this with me. Meron akong tita noon. Okay, this is how it goes. Parang paano nangyayari. May tita ako noon. Before she migrated to Canada, months before that, may mga hindi na siya ginagawa kasi aalis naman silang pamilya nila. Sabi, layaan siya, bili ka muna ng rep dito para sa inyo, di ba? Hindi na, aalis naman na kami. Yung perspective niya is on that already, on the future already. In the same way with us, our mind is different on where we are right now. It's not about the world anymore. It's about the heart and mind of God in our lives. Because we are not of this world anymore. Na tipong ganito, let me give you an example. You don't go out, or you do go out with your friends, with your office mates. For example, nagkayayaan. Madalas yan, no? Especially, katulad nung Thursday, kinabukasan, walang pasok, May 1. Tara, labas tayo. Sino mga nayaya nung ano, before May 1, no? Tara, labas tayo. Ano lang tayo? Bidjoke night. Okay? Bidjoke night naman kayo. Ikaw naman. O sige, bidjoke lang pala. Pagdating mo, may inuman, patay. Di ba? Naku, baka mapasubo ko dito. Ikaw ngayon, nakakapi ka lang. Di ba? Lahat sila, nagiinuman. Ikaw nakakape. Niloko ka nila. Ba't nakakape ka lang? Diba? Because you are out of this world. You can stand on that kind of righteousness because you know you don't have to go on the pattern of what they are doing. Because the world will tell you, okay, do this, do that, do this with us. This is what's good. This is what's right. This is what's pleasurable for all of us. But what the Word of God says is different from that. And that's what makes us different out of this world because we have the mind of God in our lives now. So, ibig sabihin pala nun, kahit na pag times na nakikita mo may graft and corruption na sa opisina nyo, sa mga pangyayari na, sa business ninyo, you will stand for righteousness. But people may persecute you, sasabihin ng iba, ay, sip-sip yan. Gusto pa-promote yan, sip-sip yan. May na ganun na ba sa atin? Di ba? Kakainis, no? You will just stand for righteousness. Pero it's okay. I would stand for righteousness because I know my hope is in God. My view is already in heavenly realms. Ibig sabihin, kung ano yung mind at heart ni God, that is what I'm going to do. Pagka lahat nag-uuwian na ng mga schools, mga office supplies, okay, sayang tong band paper, iuwi ko na to. Ikaw hindi. Tayo hindi. Kung estudyante ka, kung lahat nagkokopyahan na, ikaw hindi. Nandun ka lang. Di ba? Kaya ko to, kahit zero, okay lang. Lahat naman kami bagsak. Kasi nagkokopyahan na sila, hindi nila alam. Okay lang, basta ma-honor ko si Lord. Kung estudyante ka rin, o kaya, kung estudyante ka, di ba, sasabihin, wala ka pang girlfriend, pre? Girl, wala ka pang boyfriend? Ang hina mo naman. Lahat kami meron na dito. Probably single ka, sabihin ka, wala ka pang girlfriend, ang hina mo naman, torpe ka. I'm honoring God eh. Hindi, hina mo. Sasabihin sa'yo, kung may asawa ka, pre, wala kang kabit? Ano ba yan? Hina mo naman, pre. Hindi mo ba kaya itago yan? Ganyan, ganyan. That's what the world is telling us. But we will not follow that because we are not of this world. People may tell you, KJ ka, ang hina mo naman. Diba? Ano ka ba naman? Ganyan ka. They would despise you, tease you, and anything else, but that would be okay. I am not of this world. I am of God. Not only that we are with God. Sabi nga dito sa verse na to, okay? Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents. Galing, no? Temporary residents. Tayo dito pala. And foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. This should be our hearts. The heart to honor God. That in the midst of persecution, we will still choose to honor God in our lives. Do you get that? Not only that we are, hindi lang dahil na taga dito, hindi tayo taga dito, but also, ito, pupunta tayo, babalik tayo verse 19. Sabi dito, I chose you out of the world. Not only because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world. Jesus chose you and me out of the world. Ibig sabihin, we are chosen. When you are chosen, don't you feel na parang, ay, sayo naman, okay, di ba? Of all the people, ikaw yung napili. Yes, di ba? Kasi ikaw yung pinaka-cute, ikaw yung pinaka-magaling, I don't know. Pero when we are chosen, there's a sense of, grabe, thank you. Tama ba? And since sinasabi nga dito, since we are chosen by Jesus Christ, bakit? Bakit importanteng malaman natin na kaya ako, bakit ako pinapersecute kasi chosen ako? Chosen ako? Labo, di ba? Pero tignan muna natin to. As we go on, let me share this with you, a quote by Rick Warren. Sabi nito, Jesus did not die on the cross just so we could live comfortable, well-adjusted lives. Hindi pa natatapos pala dun. Yes, God wants us to feel comfortable, have a well-adjusted life, a life with Him na peaceful, okay, masaya, masagana, kasama yon. Pero hindi lang hanggang doon. Sabi dito, His purpose is far deeper. Kung ganun pala yung pagkakaintindi natin, ang babaw lang pala kung magandang buhay lang. But it is far deeper than that. He wants to make us like Himself before He takes us to heaven. This is our greatest privilege, our immediate responsibility, and our ultimate destiny. Like Jesus Christ. What did Jesus Christ do? What did Jesus Christ do? Let me share this with you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. In the verse kanina, it was telling, in the quote that we read a while ago, it was telling us that we have a privilege. What a privilege to be chosen by God. But also, we have a responsibility. Yung responsibility to go and bear fruit. To go and bear fruit. And that your fruit should abide. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give it to you. Let me give you an example. Do you know this guy? Okay. James Bond. Okay. He's 007. For all of us, we know him. And we know he has a mission. Tama po ba? He has a mission. And for a person that has a mission, it means that he was chosen. Every person who is appointed with a mission is chosen. He was chosen for a mission. In the same way with us, ibig sabihin, we have a mission. That's why I'm persecuted, because I have a mission. Yes, we have a mission to bear fruit. A mission to go and share the love of God to others. Imagine this with me, yung movie. Kung makapanood ka ng isang Bond movie, okay? Hindi matatapos yung movie na walang nakalaban. Tama ba? Hindi naman nabuo yung movie, diba? Ito yung gagawin mo, James Bond. Okay, isave mo tong city na to. O, sige. Punta lang siya doon. Ay, excuse me po, pirma lang siya. Okay, natapos na yung movie. Diba? Palakpakan na yung mga tao. Walang ganun. May mga pumipigil sa kanya, tama ba? Because he has a mission, may pumipigil sa kanya. Because we are chosen for a mission to bear fruit so that others might see that Christ is alive, there would be enemies who would be stopping us so that they would not know Jesus Christ as well. There are people in our own families. Sino sa inyo dito, you have loved ones na hindi pa saved, hindi pa kilala si Lord. Just like me, in my family, I do have. You have a mission to bear fruit in that home so that they might see and know that God is alive and it is possible in their lives. And that is your mission. The enemy would try to stop you in doing that so that they might not know who God truly is in their lives. So even yung enemy, gagamitin niya pa yan. Yung sinasabi ng mga taong nagpa-persecute sa atin, gagamitin pa nila yan just to stop us. This is our mission. Just to make God known in our families, in our homes, in our offices, in our schools, wherever we are. That is our mission, para makilala na si Lord. We must bear fruit in that. Bakit? Kasi we can be possibly the nearest Bible that they could ever read. The lives that we live, the life that we live every day, could be the nearest picture of who Jesus is in their lives. The way you treat them, the way you act to them, the way you relate to them, paano ka makisalamuha sa kanila, paano ka makipag-usap sa kanila, that could be the nearest picture that they could be reading a Bible. Ikaw mismo yun. Tayo mismo yun. That's why we have to bear fruit. We are to bear fruit. Now, imagine nyo ba yung puno? Nakita nyo kayo ng puno, ang daming bunga? Ako lang? Madaming bunga, no? Anong ginagawa? Ano pong ginagawa? Binabato, di ba, ng chinelas? Binabato ng chinelas, di ba? Napapersecute yung puno, walang ginagawa, nakaganon lang, no? Ako binabato. Why? Because the person wants the fruit. Sometimes, that's the reality in life, that people, whether they admit it or not, they want to have the kind of fruits that they see in you. Because you have God in their lives, believe it or not, or whether they will admit it or not, the fruits na nakikita nila sa inyo, bakit si sir, bait-bait niya, nasunog ko na yung plancha, nasunog yung damit niya, nasunog na yung aircon nila, yung rep niya, nalaglag, TV, nabasag ko, di pa rin nagagalit. Even yung people around us, kasama natin sa bahay, nakikita nila yun. Do they see your fruits or do they just see your anger? Na feeling mo persecuted ka minsan kasi para sasabihin mo,
bakit sila ganyan sa akin? Okay,
yun naman pala. Oras ng trabaho, nag-aano ka? Nag-share ka, nag-aano ka doon, pinipilit mo, video na lang tayo, okay, mag-share na lang tayo, Bible study tayo dito, may trabaho. Sasabi mo, ay, persecuted ako. Hindi, wisdom din po minsan. Kala natin minsan, persecuted na tayo, eh, no? Pero because we are bearing fruits of good fruits, people will see that. When they see the fruit that is in us, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, they would be attracted to that. And that is your mission, na makikita nila alive si God. They will ask you, who is with you? Kahit anong bato pa ng tao sa'yo, dahil nakikita nila yung fruits mo, kahit ano pang bato ng tao sa'yo, kahit anong bato ng enemy sa'yo, it will not stop us. Huwag sana tayo magsawa to show other people our kindness, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, faithfulness, kindness to the people, to the others, especially the people who do not know God yet. May mga tao kailangan pang malaman kung sino si Lord in our homes, kaibigan natin, they need to know God. And in your life, they will see the fruit. They would want that fruit para makilala nila si Lord. That is our mission. Not to do ourselves alone na parang sabihin mo, ayoko na, ano na ako dyan, suko na ako dyan, di nakikinig sa akin yan. Invite ako ng invite dyan, tinutulugan lang ako. Sabi ko, mag-alarm clock ng alas 9 para alas 11, nandun kami. Okay, sinasadya niya yata eh. Hindi ko na tatawagin yan. Or for example, hindi ko na-invite yung mga ka-opisina ko. Ganyan na talaga yan. Masasama na yan. Grabe, no? It's not for us. It's not us alone. It's God with us. God chose us so that we might be a blessing to others. God chose us what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. Still may katabi mo, gagamitin ni Lord yan, magbe-bear fruit yan. And even kahit may persecution, huwag kayong papapigil, bear fruit. Bear fruit in God, knowing that He is our strength in doing this. Bear fruit in that. And the last, let's go back to verse 19. As we go back to this verse, sabi dito, but I chose you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Why are we hated? Because we are different. Nakita na kayo ng sa isang teleserye, one time may panood ako, sabi niya, nakita siya isang tao, dinidespise niya lagi. Tapos nakita siya ng bago dun sa taong yun, nakita niya bago yung cellphone, ganda. Ay, ano yan, GSM yan, galing yan sa magnanakaw. Ganun kaagad yung persecution. Pag nakita ng bago, parang iniisipan kaagad ng mali, masama, tama. Sometimes ganun sila sa atin. Pag nakita nila tayo, feeling na nagsaserve na tayo, di ba? Pinagpe-pray natin iba, sinasabihin naman ng iba sa, ay, bait-baitan lang yan. Kita mo yan? Di magbabago yan. Bait-baitan lang yan. Magtatapong pa din ng basura yan sa labas natin, kaya bait-baitan lang yan. Sometimes ganun. When we see, then they see the difference in us. But the truth is, because since we are out of this world and we are chosen because we had a message to deliver to people that God is alive, that God is possible to be in control in their lives, they would see that we are different because we are bearing fruit. And when we are different, they see something na minsan pag-isipan kanila ng masama, pero that would be okay because you know that your intentions are what's in the mind and heart of God. Let me share you a testimony of this man. Itong nakanganga, ayan. Wala akong ma-describe. Basta yung nakanganga. He is Axel De Guzman, one of our young Victory Group leaders here in church. Before, nakita ko po siya, nung studyante pa siya, nung hindi pa siya nasisave, na-invite siya dito, and then nasave siya. In-accept niya si Christ sa buhay niya. And at that point in his life, nakikwento niya sa akin that he was persecuted in school because he became a believer of Christ. And then ngayon, kasi at that point, presidente siya ng isang org. Org siya ng mga mahilig mag-anime. Sino mo mahilig mag-anime dito? Yan. Ooh, yung iba lang, okay. Yung iba hindi. Pero mahilig anime, mahilig mag-cosplay. Nakita na po ba kayo sa mall? Di ba? Yung mga gumaganon-ganon, tumaharap sa'yo, magugulat ka na lang. No? Parang lalabanan ka, no? So, ikaw naman, ganun ka. Mahilig siya sa ganun. Yun, president siya nun. Pero it came to a point na pinersecute siya. Kasi in that organization, he was sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was trying to get people to know who Jesus Christ is. He was inviting people to go into the youth service. He was just proclaiming God in his life. Because he had a different perspective already that what he will do, it's about honoring God. And also, he has a mission. Alam niya may mission siya. These people around him, they have to know who God is. That's why this is what I'm going to do. With my influence in this, I will share the word of God to them. Pero, hindi yun nagustuhan ng iba. Bakit? It's different. Hindi naman yun yung mga pinagagagawa natin. Dapat dito nag-anime lang tayo. I don't know how they said that. Okay. Pero they were displeased with what he was doing because iba yung ginagawa niya. And then others, there were people na nagalit sa kanya, malis ka na lang dito. Hindi namin kailangan ng mga pinagsasabi mo. Huwag mo kaming i-victory group dito. Huwag mo kaming sabihin ang mga sinasabi mo. That's what he did. And he chose to just, dami nang nagsira sa kanya kasi presidente siya of that org. He wanted good for that org, but sabi niya, I'll turn this down. Oh, alis na lang siya. He would rather be an ordinary member or not a member at all, but he wants to be sharing the gospel to other people. In the midst of the persecution in his life, in the school, because of other people, he chose to honor God in his life. It's gonna be okay, sabi niya sa. And then, pag umuwi siya, persecuted din siya actually. Because he was a believer. He was persecuted. But that did not stop him as well. Because he knew Jesus is Lord, it is God whom he will honor. Dala-dala niya yung mga kapatid niya dito sa church, even up until now. And karga niya pa yung isa kasi maliit pa, mga sisters niya sumunod sa kanya, dala-dala niya yung lahat dito. Although persecuted siya ng parents niya, okay lang, dadaling ko yung mga kapatid ko dito, mag-worship kami. Tuturo ko kung sino si Jesus sa kanila. Dinadala niya sa kids' church, susunduin niya, serve siya dito, ginagawa niya yun. It did not stop him because he knew that Jesus was Lord. In the midst of the persecution, from corner to corner, house and then school, and then up until now, nagtatrabaho siya, he's still persecuted in the office. Diba? Combo na yun, no? 1, 2, 3, punch, no? He's still persecuted in the office. Dahil sasabihin siya, weird siya, dahil nag-invite siya, share siya ng gospel, in-encourage siya mag-victory group yung ibang ka-opisina niya, weird daw siya. Sa kanya, okay lang yun. Ganun talaga eh. Pero para sa kanya, what he was doing it for God. He knew who his hope was. It was Jesus. He knew what was mission is to share who Jesus is to others. And that did not stop him. Bakit? Because he knew, since he is different, he has a reward. Jesus Christ is his reward. That in his life, my prayer is, lahat tayo dito, whether we are going through persecution with the ones that we love, or kahit hindi natin kakilala, may persecution tayo, we will have in our hearts that Jesus to be our hope, our strength, not to give up. And lastly, in this verse, Matthew 5:10-12, it says here, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you. Sabanggit ko nga kanina, I've shared kanina that in other countries, they're killing Christians. In our time here, or in our culture, it's not that way. That's good. But sometimes it feels like it's killing me inside because these are the people that I love so much. But why are they persecuting me? These are the people that are close to me. These are my friends. But why are they persecuting me? Why are other people insulting me? I'm just doing good to them. But this is what God has been telling us. Blessed are you when people insult you. Okay lang yun. This is the assurance of God. When people insult you, when they persecute you and falsely say evil kinds of evil against you because of me, because of our faith in Jesus Christ. But sabi dito, rejoice and be glad. For some of us here would say, crazy yan. Inaakusahan ka na, sinisiraan ka na, matutuwa ka pa ba? But the Bible is saying, what the Bible is saying is rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven. In the same way they were persecuted, the prophets who were before you. Great is our reward. How I wish Jesus didn't say that we will be persecuted. Ang hirap kaya, tama po ba? Sakit eh. And nakakainis kuminsan. But Jesus, I am thankful that He did not leave us clueless about this. Yes, He warned us. But not just He did not just warn us. He assured us that He is with us all throughout. When times are hard for us because we are persecuted because of our faith, we just want to do good for them. But it's gonna be okay because great is our reward. Our reward, Jesus Christ Himself. God is our reward. Now and forever. Now and forever. That's why we can rejoice and be glad in the midst of persecution because He is with us. And last verse before I end. For the eyes of the Lord, 1 Peter, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and His ears are open to their prayer. Ibig sabihin, we can call upon God. Times of persecution, we can call upon God. We can tell Him, Lord, nahihirapan ako. Lord, masasakit yung salita na yun. I don't think I can bear that. But He is listening to us. Cry out to Him. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Last, now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. What a great promise of Jesus Christ. What a great promise of God to us. Kahit tayo, hindi tayo sumusuko to do good to others, and yet we are persecuted, that is okay. We will be blessed. That is His reward. Okay lang daw. Na yes, nahirapan tayo. It's gonna be okay because God is with us. That is our assurance. His word is with us. Assurance that He is listening because of as we pray. Assurance that wherever we are, whatever we do, He is with us. That we can say that in the midst of persecution, Jesus is our hope, strength, and reward. What a great reminder. What a great promise in the midst of persecution. It may come to a time that persecution will be as rampant as what in the other countries are happening. It may come to a time na ganun din tayo sa Pilipinas. It will still be okay. You will look back to this day knowing that Jesus will be my hope, my strength, and my reward. He will protect me. He is with me. That I will not let go of my faith because Jesus did not let go of me. We must first remember that it is Him who was first persecuted. As we go back to the verse that we've been reading a while ago, it was Him who was first persecuted. Una siyang na-persecute so that for our sake, He might be our hope, our strength, and our reward. So that when the time came that we are the ones being persecuted, God has already provided a hope, strength, and reward for us. And it is Jesus Christ because of His sacrifice for us. A perfect sacrifice that even in this time of persecution for Him, He was beaten, flogged, He was insulted, He was crucified on the cross. What a persecution that was for Him. He took that all up for us so that this time would come. Now we believe in Him. Now we have faith in Him. It would be okay because He is our hope, our strength, and our reward. Can we all bow down right now? And let me invite the music team. We'll be worshiping God. Na kung kayo dito, if you feel like, Lord, parang wala akong makitang hope on doing good to others, or wala akong makitang hope dahil I am too persecuted in the areas where I'm at. Kantos, bawat kanto, Lord, sa bahay namin, pagpunta ko ng school, bahay namin, pagpunta ko ng opisina, pagharap ko sa ibang tao, sa business partners ko, ganun pa rin, persecuted ako. Kahit saan, persecuted na lang. Dahil ginagawa ko yung tama. But Lord, thank You that You are with me. You will be my strength. And Lord, thank You that in all this, You are my reward. Receiving You in my life as my Lord and Savior has been the great reward in my life. And this would be forever. I will be grateful with this forever. That in times of persecution, be my hope, strength, and reward.